If you are trying to get better in any aspect of your life, and I mean any aspect of your life, there is only one place and one place only that you need to be. And we are going to talk about that today. I am on fire, and I hope to see you on the inside of this podcast. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we're talking to women all over the world to help them in those three areas become the best version of themselves so that I believe we can live our best life on this side of heaven and God our Father can be glorified. Thank you for all of those of you who are rocking with me, who are doing donations and helping us to continue to grow. I appreciate you. I will never stop loving you, no matter what. And so I thank you guys for hanging out with me. I am on fire today. And what that really means is I don't have any notes. That means I don't have any notes. That means that I'm excited in my soul. It probably has to do with getting baptized a few days ago, but I just been just in on fire, feeling like I could run through a wall for God right now. And I was, you know, when I'm doing this, you know, like this, it's just like, this is just really off the cuff. The only thing I wrote down was the title, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Like, if you are the one place that you must be right now, that's the only, four words? I think it's just four words. And that's what we're talking about today. So I was having this conversation. Well, let me actually, before I talk about the conversation, you see, I'm already talking fast. I find sometimes that we are always in this place, or we're in this place, not always, but we're always in this place of striving to be better or to do better, maybe get closer to God, maybe be better in our health, our wealth, our mental, right? Which is really faith, focus, and finances, right? We want to be better, but it feels like it's this never ending journey. Now, that's not always a bad thing, because living a righteous life is a journey, not a destination. It is a journey. And sometimes we forget that, because it almost seems like we want to arrive in it. And just as we arrive to whatever place we're trying to get to, there's another valley or another hill to climb or another place to go to. And I think it's about really reframing what we are saying and what it is that we're doing, right? And I think that once we are able to do that adequately, I think that we really will be able to elevate to another phase in our lives. I am so glad that where I am at the moment that we are, that I'm recording this episode, that I'm in on this, I can feel the journey I'm in. I call it my conscious mind, meaning that I am aware of where I am, like not just living life, right? Because I think sometimes you're either living life or life is living you. And I feel like I'm living life, and I'm not satisfied with a lot of the places that I'm at, but I'm conscious about the places. I'm not rotely going through the motions of life. And I find that many times that's happening when, like, first of all, when you're raising young kids, I think that sometimes you could just get in the habit, like, we just surviving over here, right? My daughter will say that all the time. You know how it is in the Hendricks house, so we just surviving over here, right? It's because it's either Puka or Poppy or her husband, and then she's like, I got to get some time for myself, right? So it's a normal day of the week. We just survive until the weekend, right? Because you can get into that and then still trying to, you know, grow your relationship with God. So I do think that there are times where the roteness of our lives is important because of the season of our life we're in. Now, other times, the roteness of our lives should be broken. It should be broken because we're in a place where we are just content with what things are doing, or watch this, we're not even thinking about it, we're just living it. That might set somebody free right there. You're not even, you're just doing what you're doing. And I'm going to even say this for people who go to church and serve in the church, that can be this season of roteness as well, because you're doing the same thing over and over and over, and you're not really elevating in what it is you're doing. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that does that is in this place of roteness, right? Like, you can still be elevated, but sometimes we're doing things so much, so often, that it has lost its lost its flair, it's lost its luster, it's lost its ability to take us to a higher level, right? And I say that anything that does that, we have to be checking. We have to be looking at it. We have to be saying, am I elevating in what I'm doing? Even if you've been on a job for a long time and you're just doing the job, is there a place within that job that you are elevating and that you are like gaining something for yourself? Again, this is off the cuff. I have zero notes. God is dropping this into my spirit. So thank you, Father. I want us to be thinking about that. I want us to be part of our conscious lives. I want us to be conscious of what we're doing, conscious of what we're saying, conscious of how we're living. Be thinking about, the term is metacognition, thinking about what you're thinking about, right? Thinking about what you're doing, not just doing it, thinking about it, right? Seeing where you are. I feel like I find myself just really opening my eyes and looking around, like looking around from a different perspective. Right. Because I think it's sometimes seeing things from a different perspective that does exactly that, offer you a different perspective. And I'm hoping that there is something in this podcast that can help you to become to awaken in an area of your life that you need to elevate in. Do I think that we should be trying to elevate or have to elevate in all parts of our life? I don't think so. But I do think that if we are chasing after God, the chasing part is a verb. It's an action word, right? It's something that we have to do. And so if we are in this verb sense, living in a verb sense, right, then we have to be doing something. That might set somebody free right there. We have to be active, an active participant in what it is we're doing. We have to be actively pursuing. Even actively waiting is something that's important. Like, and I'm going to tell you, because I'm a person right now that's actively waiting, that's a hard thing to understand. That's a hard thing to understand, is not going my way, but making sure it's God's way first. And if I've never done that, then it's going to be something that's going to be challenging to do. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about today. And so then if it's new, I have to embrace and I have to be conscious about this entire newness of life that's going on, because I'm actively doing it. I'm actively waiting on God, right? I'm actively listening for what God is saying. I'm actively being silent. I'm actively praying. I'm actively wanting to be quiet and be still and not always be talking to God, but let God talk to me. Did you hear what I said? I think that's one of the biggest things that I'm looking for right here and right now, is to be in a place where I can hear God talking to me, because I talk too much to God, right? And so what I'm saying is, it's so important for us to be part of our conscious thinking in these areas of our life that we want to elevate. And there is only one place you should be. There's only one place you should be, and that is just be in position. My God in heaven. I'm going to tell you how that came up. I was having a conversation with my girl, and we were probably talking money. I think we were talking money. And I was like, I said, you know what? I'm doing this part wrong here, because if I do too much here, then it's counterbalancing itself. Like I'm doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things when I really should be doing three things. I said, because if I do six things, three things are going positive and three things are going negative. So I need to stop doing that. And my girl said, sometimes God just wants us to be in position. I said, oh my God, that's the title of my podcast. That's why I am so on fire right now, is because many of us have to be in position. What are you saying, Dr. T? I'm saying be part of the race. I'm saying be part of the calling. I'm saying put yourself in position to hear from God if that's where you want to be exercising this action, right? I'm saying if we want to get promoted, put yourself in position. Do something, do some action, ask a question, find out something, do some research, like be in position, because sometimes we are getting passed over and overlooked for things that are happening because we haven't done what we needed to do to put ourselves in position. Sometimes it's the right conversation with one person. Sometimes it's asking the right question. Sometimes it's deciding to do a little bit of research. Sometimes it's stepping out on faith. Sometimes it's making a connection that you never thought you should have made. Sometimes it's serving and helping others without anything, without wanting anything in return. Sometimes it's a random act of kindness. I don't always know what that thing is, but what I do know that's important is being in position. There are so many things in life that I feel like have come my way because I was in position to make it happen. Some of the business partners that I have today was because I was in position. I asked someone a question who led me to someone else, who led me to a business situation that worked to my favor. It's because I was in position, because I'm out there doing things. I want you to be thinking about the verb that you need to put on your name, the verb that you need to put into action. What is the thing that you have to be doing to put yourself in position so that when God is ready to do what God does, you will be ready to receive? I'm telling you, like I know my name, I'm telling you even for myself that there are so many things that I even feel like I could have been in better position for had I been actively pursuing the things that I need to pursue. Had I not said, I don't need to do that. Had I not said, you know what, I'll do that later, right? Had I not been in this season where I was just doing something rote. Again, I am not saying to those of us who have a heavy load to carry that we have to just stop carrying that load. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is sometimes we have to think about the load that we're carrying and make some decisions about that so that we can be in position. I have said this before, I'm going to say it again, and I'm probably going to say it again after this. Especially for women, we have to stop trying to be professional plate spinners to keep up so many things that we're doing all the time. And instead of trying to grab one more plate to prove the fact that we can take something else on, I encourage us to start putting plates down. And here is the crazy part. When you start putting plates down, when you start taking stuff off of your plate, you're going to figure out that you don't even know what to do with your time because you have so much of it. You're going to have so much time that you're going to go through this place. And I'm telling you, because I've been through it, you're going to go through this place of like a fish out of water, just kind of flapping around because you don't know what to do with the extra time that you have. And then sometimes what we do is we erroneously fill it with something that's not in line with where God wants us to go. I told y'all I was on fire today. That's not what we are supposed to do. Put it down. I was listening to my girl. I happened to get online. I was checking one thing because I don't do social media a lot anymore, but I was getting online to check something. And my girl from church did a post, and she was talking about how she had to fire herself. And she was talking about how she had to fire herself. She started talking about, eye doctors and how, you know, what they help you to do and what they help you to see. And she said, I need to fire myself from trying to be other people's eye doctors because they don't see the vision that I see that might be in front of them. I said, you better preach. Matter of fact, she went on to say a couple of other things, but I just loved how she talked about firing herself from a side hustle that she's not even getting paid for. Because every time that like sometimes we are putting ourselves out for people who there is no reciprocity in place whatsoever. None whatsoever. right? And we are continuing to put ourselves in places and positions where we're getting nothing in return. The devil is a liar, and I'm challenging us to put some of those things down. Why? So we can be in position. Sometimes God can't bless us because there's not any more room for him to bless us. Ooh, that I felt that. There's not any more room. We're so full of all the things we're doing that there is no room for God to even seep in and try to bless us on top of all the stuff. Sometimes he's encouraging us to put some things down, do less to do more. That might set somebody free today. Do less to do more. And while I know there's some of us that have to hustle because it's you taking care of you. And if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. I get that. And what I am praying for all of us to do is to be smart, is to figure out, God, how can I be smarter about this? What can I get to? What can I do to find what technology can I use to help me to get better? Who can I partner with? Who can I barter with to be able to help me? I can help them so I can end up doing less so that I can open myself up to the blessings of God and be able to do more. How can I do that? Because I want to be in position. Did you hear that? I just want to be in position. And I'm saying that I don't know what's going on with 2025, but it's got me on fire. I'm telling you, I've been on fire all month long. I feel something different in the atmosphere. I felt it last year because, like I said, I'm conscious of what's going on. And I said, God, when you begin to bring me out of what you have me in, I want to be present to see it. I want it to be present, and I am fully aware of what's going on. I'm fully aware of where I'm at. I'm fully aware of the journey, and I don't want to miss one ounce of it. And that's what I'm saying. I would want for all of us is to be in position so we are seeing that this is when God started blessing us. Sometimes we don't recognize things that God is doing for us as far as a blessing is concerned till we're already past it, till we're already out of it, till we're on the other side of it. But this thing, I want to be present for. I'm like, God, I see this starting right here. My Lord and my God, this thing is starting. And I see how you're working some things out, and I see how you're moving on my behalf, right? Because it's all going to work together for the good of them that love God and called according to his purpose. I'm called. I'm one of the chosen ones. So I see where it is. And I'm just going to be in position. I'm not even mad about the stuff that I've had to go through because it all led to me getting here. I was just reading in the Bible about Joseph and his brothers. And it was right after their father died. And he was saying, you know what? He said, it all worked out. It all worked because had you guys not sold me into slavery, we wouldn't be here. None of us would be here. It's okay. It all worked together. It all worked out because God can take anything negative that's happening, anything that causes heartache and pain, and he can work it out for our good if we just get ourselves in position. I pray that there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit. I'm hoping that this was something that pricked your spirit so that you can do what you have to do to just get in position. And if you would be so kind to send this podcast to a sister friend, I would appreciate it. Decide, my sister, and even my brothers that are listening, that you're going to be great today on purpose. God bless you guys, and I'll see you on the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.